dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read actual news stories of really dumb people doing really dumb stuff, and then we vote on who is the dumbest. Dummy number one, dummy number one, one dummy. If you're calling to report a robbery, it's probably a good idea to put away your illegal drugs before the police arrive. That's the lesson a Port Orange man learned after he reported a break-in at his home, only to have police discover his marijuana when they came to investigate the crime. William Young called authorities, claiming someone broke his window in an attempt to gain entry. As an officer approached the house, he could smell marijuana coming from the front door. The officer left and returned with more officers and conducted a search with a warrant. Inside Young's bedroom, they found marijuana, digital scales, sealed bags, and baggies used for distribution of marijuana. Two hefty bags full of marijuana were found as well. Young and his roommate, Caleb Weatherall, were arrested and charged with possession.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies. An Olympic gymnast racked up $5,000 in phone bill while playing Pokemon Go in Rio. Koi Uchimura, a 27-year-old Japanese athlete, incurred the data roaming charges playing the mobile game after arriving in Brazil for the Olympics. A teammate said that Uchimura looked dead at the team meal that day after finding out about his bill. Lucky for him, his phone company has agreed to let him pay a daily flat rate, meaning that he'll only be charged $30 per day for his cell phone instead of the $5,000 he thought he would have to pay. The good news apparently buoyed him, and he went on to win two gold medals.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Yeah. All right. Got a break for weather and traffic, and then we will come back and finish up finding out who the dummies of the week are. That's all coming up right here. By the way, we do have a dummy reader this week. Ashley will be reading. And if you'd like to read a dummy story, well, you'll read it on the air, and you find a link to that funny story. Send it to Dan Shagrew at nickdshow@gmail.com. He'll organize it, you'll record it, and you get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift card as well. Yeah, man. Dummies. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. You big dummy continues. All right. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented by Ashley. For being our reader, Ashley wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations that you can order online at loumalnatis.com. Let's hear from Ashley.
This is Ashley for You Big Dummy. A transportation official uttered amazement that a Lily Lake road didn't cave in when a crew excavating a driveway dumped 28 tons of concrete on the pavement, according to a King County Sheriff's Office report. Sheriff's police were called to the intersection of Meadowview Lane in Fescue Court in Camden Township at 5:41 p.m. August 8th for a roadway obstruction consisting of several pieces of concrete in the middle of the road. The report described the concrete pieces as 5-inch thick slabs that were large but buried inside. The man who reported the obstruction said a company was excavating a concrete driveway on Fescue Court and put the slabs on the road because there was no other place to put them. Police reportedly told the employee to return the concrete to his original address and ordered him to call his boss. Upon arrival, the boss denied ordering his employees to dump the materials on the road and described the situation as the stupidest thing he has ever seen. A village official assessed the damage, which was estimated at $6,000 to $8,000. And now back to you, Nick.
Jeez.
So, to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number four, dummy number four. The sweet smell of Twinkies was not enough to stop police dogs from finding illegal drugs. The Oklahoma City Police Department said officers pulled over a vehicle when it was seen weaving in and out of traffic on Interstate 40. The drug-sniffing dog indicated a suspicious odor come from the box of Twinkies. And officers determined the side of the box had been resealed. The officer opened the box and removed its content. Two snack cakes and five bags of methamphetamine. The driver, Rodney Walker, 50, and his passenger, Bernard Reyes, 39, were arrested on drug trafficking charges and jailed in lieu of $25,000 bond. The arrests came just days after police in Ohio arrested two women found to be transporting a quarter pound of meth concealed in concealed in combos snack wrappers.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Pittsburgh man's attempt to impress his date failed horribly as he found himself stuck between two buildings. According to police, a Pitt student became wedged in a 16-inch gap between two buildings when he tried to leap from one to the other. Initially, he attempted to go from the shorter building to the taller one, but he missed. After falling three stories, he became suspended about 5 feet off the ground. He later explained he tried to make the jump to impress the woman he was on a date with. The date eventually called 911, and fire crews broke through the walls to rescue him. The whole process took over 4 hours. The man was eventually taken down and wheeled to an ambulance where he gave the thumbs up. There is no word on whether there's going to be a second date.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. That's how I impress a chick. Try to jump from one building to another. All right, dummy number one, the dummy who reported to break in. He reported to break in, but he didn't hide his weed. The dummy who racked up a $5,000 cell phone bill playing Pokemon Go. The dummy who dumped 28 tons of concrete in the middle of the road because he didn't know where to put it. The dummies who tried to hide meth in Twinkies in a Twinkies box. And the dummy who tried to jump between two buildings to impress his date. All right, let's start with Dan. Dan, who are you going with here?
I'm going to have to go with this guy who I feel kind of a kinship with, dummy number five, the guy who went on the first date and ended with him.
Yeah.
The fire department breaking down
on
the wall.
Do you try to do parkour when you're out on a date, Dan?
I've never pulled out the parkour.
Okay. All right. So that's
bad knees.
It's the only thing stopping you. All right. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Who are you voting for, Vic?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably half your listeners agree that we look pretty dumb when we try to impress them.
No.
So I'll go with that guy, yeah.
You're going to go with dummy number five. Okay. Esmeralda.
Ditto.
Wow. Okay, dummy number five. I'm going with the dummy who dumped 28 tons of concrete in the middle of the road because didn't know where to put it. But no, the winner is the dummy who got stuck between two buildings trying to impress a chick. All right. Don't be a dummy on your date, dummy.
Not going to happen.
Is that not impressive as well?
Not going to not happen.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Okay, I got
you. Being a dummy.
Got you. All right, here we go. We can at least start this. We won't finish it. F-bomb.
context, context, context. Context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, you know what this is. Straight out of context, this is when you listen 24-7 to this radio station and everybody on it whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context. It sounds dirty. It makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. How many we got this week?
Pretty healthy batch here, 28.
Whoa! You people are filthy! All right, let's knock a couple of them out before we go to news. Here we go.
All right, we'll start with Jesse and Brian. It's Nick DiGilio.
Oh. Let me just show this to you. You don't have to touch it. This is what we eat in this city. That's what I was going to bring to Rachel True. I was going to bring her a combo. Vegan Rachel True from The Craft. Okay. All right.
This one also from Brian. It's Danny Shugs.
All those flavors in your mouth together at the same time. It's euphoric and disgusting.
He's not here to defend himself, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, next.
This is from Wild Bill. It's you.
Oh, come on. He just started throwing balls all over the place, so it was fine.
It's fine.
It's fine to throw your balls all over the place. Oh, God. Okay.
This is from Mike. It's Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
Fine.
Fine, do it. Wow.
Straight into the point.
Exactly. Fine, do it. Okay.
This is from Brian. It's Eric Childress.
Remember when the beaver came out?
Hey, by the way, he was talking about that fantastic Mel Gibson movie that nobody saw. Jodie Foster directed that movie, by the way. It's very good. Okay, next.
Next up from Eric, it's Steve Cochran.
Hey, Dave, what am I doing with my hands now?
Oh, it's filthy, that morning show. Okay.
Also from Eric, Andrea Darlis.
Yeah, we're in the process of doing it again.
Oh. Okay. What do we got next?
Matthew sent in this one. It's Nick DiGilio.
Oh, come on. Esmeralda, get on it.
Oh, no.
I am so sorry, Esmeralda. Oh, my God.
Fine. Do it.
All right. I think we got time for just one more before we break for news, and we'll finish them up afterwards. What's the last one before we break here?
All right, we'll go with Harold here. It's Kevin Powell.
I love when you unzipper the lower half of my pants.
Yeah.
Wow. What's K. Powell doing on that afternoon drive show? What's going on? Was he talking to Roe?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, we got a break for the news. And then after the news, we will finish up Straight Outta Context. We got Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly James Friday will commence. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, context, yeah. Context, context, context. One of our more popular segments. Hi, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Nick D Show Spies coming up. And we are in the middle of Straight Out of Context. And here till 5, Steve Grzanch with the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran is back this morning at 6. So let's get back to the filthiness. Dan Long sitting in for Dan Shagrew. What do we got next?
We pick it back up with Ted, and this is Wendy Snyder.
Yeah, she had to do a double tug.
That didn't sound like Wendy to me. That sounded like Patty.
Me either, yeah.
That sounded like Patty, yeah. Didn't that sound like Patty?
Yeah, I didn't put this together, so.
Okay. Whoa, blame the guy who's not here.
Keep passing of the buck.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Next up, we have one from Carol and Brian, and this should be Wendy Snyder.
You want to touch my monkey?
That was definitely Wendy Snyder. A little concerned of what was going on with Bill there. He was like,
yeah, I don't know what that was.
Okay, next.
All right, let's go to Wendy again. And this one is also from Carolyn Bryan.
What did you hit it and I hit it? I can hit it myself. I know how to touch my buttons.
Good Lord, Wendy. God. All right.
All right, let's go to Mark, and this is the great Johnny Putman.
Put it in reverse for a good time.
We will not elaborate on that. I was part of that conversation. All right, next.
Celine sent this one in. It's Adam Hoge.
What's behind the left nipple?
What? What?
I know what that one was about.
What? What was that about?
It's a phrase I've never heard before, but he was saying, it was talking about the Bears, and he was talking about Coach John Fox likes what's behind, I believe it was Kadeem Carey's left nipple, referring to his heart.
His heart?
Yeah. You ever heard that? You ever heard that one?
No.
No, I'm not even familiar
Nobody
with that.
Nobody on the show got it either. He had to explain it, but I think it's awesome.
Wow. All right.
Okay. That's what's behind his left nipple.
Okay, good. Good for you. All right. Next.
All right. From Rick and Kenosha, it's Brian Noonan.
8 inches don't scare me.
Whoa. Wow, Brian. All right. Next.
Eric sent this one in. It's Andrea Darlis.
I wake up with you, Steve.
That was creepy.
It did sound sinister.
That was creepy.
Bit.
That was really creepy. I'm sorry, but I'm just completely freaked out right now. Okay.
Next from Carrie, it's Bill F.
It tastes like Steve Bertrand.
All right. Go ahead.
Brian sent this one in. It's Lou Manfredini.
Oh, there you go, Esmeralda.
Lou Man.
Stick it down in that hole all the way down.
Yeah. Good job, Lou Manfredini.
Esmeralda's favorites are the Lou Manfredina.
He's going to be on this morning. I hope there's some
gems. Oh, yeah, maybe. He's on the filthiest morning show in the world this morning. All right, next.
Esmeralda sent this one in. It's Lisa Wolf.
I used to just use my tongue and just kind of lick in there.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's supposed to be a wholesome old-time radio show. Come on! All right, next.
Next from Billy, it's Veronica Carter.
Yay, Veronica.
I touched him once, too. I know.
Oh. Okay.
Steve in Oakbrook and Johnsburg AJ both sent this one in. It's Dino.
I really should have studied it first before I touched it.
Whoa. Okay. Dean got in a little trouble, maybe? All right.
Next from Carrie, Bill Leff.
Here's the two of them going at it on Friday.
Oh. Filthy. Okay.
Tom, Larry, and Steve in Oakbrook and Harold all submitted this one. Violetta Podramedic.
You have to suck it yourself.
It's very difficult to do. All right, next.
Kurt and friend of the show Jim Hankey both sent this one in, and it's Nick Giglio.
Oh. I just put my lips right around that. Oh, man.
I mean, you knew you kept repeating it too.
It didn't even occur to me until about 3 minutes after the whole thing. I was talking about Parmesan cheese, by the way. All right, go ahead.
Next from Ken in Milwaukee, it's this exchange between Violetta and Justin Kaufman.
I want to do it at night now.
Oh,
Justin didn't seem to approve. Okay.
All right, Tim and Brian both sent this one in. It's between you and Esmeralda.
Oh, come on now. What size would you get? The 12, the 18, or the 20?
Oh, no.
Probably the middle.
So the 18?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good. I got to admit, that was pretty good. Esmeralda, I didn't even see that one coming at all.
No. I never do, usually. Yeah. I just kind of...
That was a good one, though. I got to admit, that was good. Sharp ears. Okay.
Next from Brian, another one of Nick DiGilio.
Oh, come on. Then goes boing, 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 right. And comes back up. man, I had a weird week, I guess. Okay.
Finally, Brian rounds it out. This is Rokan.
The G-spot works.
Oh! Okay. Surprised he found it.
Spies.
Yeah. All right, we all know what this is. This is Nick D's show, Spies. If I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
We have four spies, and before we get into those, though, I do have to, I owe DJ Shagru an apology. I started in the wrong place on the cut sheet. Not his fault. All D Long's fault.
Oh, okay. DJ Longfellow admitting to his own mistake. All right, that's cool, man. No worries.
And, all right, we'll start off with the spies, I guess. Andrea Darlis talked about an exchange she had with you and Dan Shagru last week.
I'm for the Steve Cochran Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
We're very well, thank you.
It's Friday. How bad could we be?
Not very bad at all. I mean, it's really hard to be in a bad way on Friday, isn't it?
Very true. Even though I wish Nick DiGilio and Dan have a good weekend on Wednesday. He said Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
You
did that.
I did.
Was very
I know.
They looked at you funny.
They did. Yeah. They looked
they
at me
do
funny.
That every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, every day, exactly.
When you're sleep deprived, you get a little room to.
Yep.
She did. She said it was Wednesday. Have a good weekend. I'm like, well, all right. All right, I will. Okay, next.
Matt Bubala was filling in for John Williams last Saturday and mentioned you going to see Pearl Jam at Wrigley over the weekend.
Pearl Jam's in town for two shows at Wrigley Field tonight and Monday night. I am going to be with a buddy of mine at the Monday night show. I'm very excited about that. It'll be my fourth or fifth time seeing Pearl Jam in my life. I know our Nick DiGilio was posting on Facebook today. I can't remember if Nick's going tonight or Monday night. It'll be Nick's, I think he said, 41st time seeing Pearl Jam.
Yeah. I went Saturday. That was my 41st time seeing Pearl Jam. And they incessantly made fun of me on Cochran's show this week because of it.
Did you tour with them? What?
They've been around for over 25 years. I mean, I don't think that's too crazy. They've been around for over 25 years. I saw them a lot in the 90s. A lot.
Clearly.
In the early part of their career, before they really, really took off. You know, I saw them open up for Nirvana before 10 came out. So that goes back a long ways. Okay, next.
Next, speaking of Pearl Jam, on Sunday morning, Dean Richards was getting a review from a listener named Steve from the show, and you came up.
How many times have you seen Pearl Jam?
I've seen them probably about 6 or 7 times, but that's low compared to some of the diehard fans who have seen them, some of them 50, 100 times. And I believe WGN's own Nick DiGilio, this was his 41st or 42nd time.
What?
I think he posted on Facebook.
Wow. Didn't know that. I didn't know that Nick had had done anything 41 or 47 times.
Yeah, so no, he's a big fan. He was there last night, and I'm sure he'll be talking about it on his show, on his next show.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning tonight / tomorrow morning. I'm sure he'll be talking about that. Well, by the way, Nick's Facebook page just says, Pearl Jam at Wrigley, truly a night I will never forget. So there's the tease. Nick will tell you a lot more on his show coming up.
That's great. I look forward to hearing that.
Got all Pearl Jam this week, my mentions. We got one more real quick?
Yeah, we got one more. All finally, right. The back-to-school photo gallery is up on WGNRadio.com, showing pictures of WGN staff members going to school. Bill and Wendy mentioned yours.
Go to WGNRadio.com. Look at the gallery of back-to-school because you will see a picture of various hosts and some behind-the-scenes people, and you look at the picture of them, and you try and determine who it is.
Right. For instance, there's this little adorable little boy with all this kind of brownish hair, and you say to yourself, who is that? And it's our own Nick DiGilio.
Yeah. Less said about that, the better, I think.